From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And it's my great privilege to welcome you all in the Savior's name to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast this Lord's Day evening. It's good that you're tuning in and joining us once again, and I hope you'll stay with us as the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to Let the Bible Speak, this time from John's Gospel, chapter 12, where we have recorded Mary anointing the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ with ointment. But before we hear the message, let's take just a moment and listen to some words in song.
Praise my God, a heart from sin set free, a heart that always feels thy blood so freely shed for me, a heart resigned, submissive, meek, my dear Redeemer's throne, where only Christ is heard to speak, where Jesus reigns alone. Thy nature, gracious Lord, impart, come quickly from above. Write thy new name upon my heart, thy new best name of love.
We're going to read from John chapter 12. We're beginning at the verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, for Lazarus was which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, which he had raised from the dead. The Lord Jesus Christ was only 1 week away from the horrors of the crucifixion. In a few short days he would stand before Pilate's judgment seat, hearing the mob baying for his blood. In his mind he knew that the moments when the soldiers would flog him with their whip was almost upon him. As the omniscient God, he could feel every sensation, from the piercing of the crown of thorns into his skull, to the hammering of the nails into his hands and his feet. These dreadful events remained, however, 1 week away, and he alone knew what would transpire. He was visiting his old and dear friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, in the village of Bethany. The room was buzzing with conversation. Lazarus in particular was in great demand, as only a short time earlier He had been raised from the dead by the power of Christ. Martha was her typical industrious self, ensuring that all her guests were properly fed and well catered for. The hum of voices, the pitter-patter of the feet of busy women filled the atmosphere. Christ was burdened, however, even in this home he greatly loved. In 1 week he would hang naked before the crowds, and then the darkness would come, after which he would cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Then silently, a woman stole through the guests. She carried not food but a box, an alabaster box of ointment. It was Mary, the third person of this family, who so far has been absent from the proceedings. Some saw her, others did not. Some paid attention, others did not. The attention of all was arrested, however, in a few minutes by the most beautiful of fragrances, which filled the entire house. As eyes turned to Mary, they saw her anointing the feet of Jesus with this perfume and wiping his feet with her hair. As voices were raised in criticism of Mary, the Lord simply said in the verse 7, let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she done this. Therefore, there was a clear connection between the death of the Lord in just 1 week's time and the act of Mary in anointing his feet with precious ointment. The two events stand side by side. Very simply, I would like us to consider Mary anointing the Lord with the ointment. Firstly, please consider this. This anointing glorified Christ. It seems rather interesting, but at this feast, the Lord Jesus was not the center of attention. He ought to have been the center of attention, but yet he wasn't. In the 9th verse, we are told, much people of the Jews therefore came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. Lazarus seemed to be the character whom everyone wanted to see at this particular time. These people made the works of Christ more important than Christ. Christ had raised Lazarus from the dead. It was not Lazarus that had done this work. Christ did it. And yet it was not really Jesus the people came to see, but Lazarus. Mary, however, changed this situation. She was determined that the Lord must be the centerpiece of the feast. And therefore, when she broke the alabaster box and wiped the Lord's feet with her hair, everyone turned to look at Jesus. And Mary was very successful in showing people the Christ of God. That the Church of Christ must not become more important than Christ. The function of a church is not to increase its bank balance. The function of a church is not even to increase the numbers of people on its pews. The function of a church is to glorify and magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. And this too is the function of a preacher. It is not the preacher's job to draw attention to his own abilities or his own talents or his own reading or his own learning, but the function of a preacher is to reveal the Lord Jesus Christ's honour. Perhaps you have been diverted away from Christ. Like the people who came to this feast, they were looking at Lazarus, and your focus in life is upon something. You're living for something and it's not the Saviour. I would urge you today to come and look to Christ and him alone, for he alone can meet the needs of your life. This anointing glorified Christ. Secondly, please consider this. This anointing magnified the death of Christ. Precious ointments were used to embalm bodies, and this woman, sensing that the death of her Lord was near, decided to give him this fragrant substance for anointing his body while he was still alive, Perhaps she thought, why give him this very costly ointment when he's dead? I'll give it to him now. In so doing, she drew attention not merely to the person of Christ, but to the death of Christ. Central to the person of the Lord Jesus is his death. He became a man in the incarnation in order that he might die. He was born in Bethlehem's stable. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. He did all this in order that he might come to die as a man. And when he lived those 33 years, his face was ever being directed towards death. That was the moment that he came for. The reason why he came to die was that he might sacrifice himself for our sins. He didn't just come to die, but he came to die as a sacrifice. He came to suffer in our place. Whenever he died on Calvary's cross, he took the wrath of God for us. He became our substitute. An old author wrote a book about the sacrifice of our Lord, and he gave his publication a rather striking title, The Death of Death in the Death of Christ. By this he meant that whenever Christ died, he died, but our sins died with him. What is the impact of a living sin? A living sin weighs itself about our necks. A living sin makes us guilty before God. A living sin condemns us at the judgment bar of God. A living sin will take us to hell itself, because the soul that sinneth, it must die. And the scriptures teach the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever Jesus died, he put our sins to death. He did this by taking the wrath of God for our sins. He did this by paying the penalty that our sins deserve. And whenever sin has been punished once, that sin cannot be punished again. It is an entire impossibility. Mary's act was an act of faith. She glorified the sacrifice of the Lord by anointing him with faith. She believed that Jesus would die for her, and therefore she broke the ointment over his feet. Do you believe that Jesus has died for you? Will you not take him as your Saviour and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you with my life. I'm going to trust you with my eternity. I'm going to trust your death. I'm going to take you as my Saviour. Would you not do that? Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Mr. Albert McIntyre, 67 Logestown Park, Coleraine, BT52 2HR. That's Let the Bible Speak, Mr. Albert McIntyre, 67 Logestown Park, Coleraine, BT52 2HR. For further information, you may phone us on 028 7034 3592. That's 028 7034 3592. Thank you for listening today, and may the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.